This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation. We're an hour and 15 minutes away from pregame. The Rangers are going to look for their fourth win in a row tonight as the bats got loud last night. Jared Sandler joins us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Sands. How are you?
What's up, guys? I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Man, we are doing great as well. What was the vibe like last night? And do we have reason to believe this could continue this evening?
Yeah, I think the vibe was kind of like, this is what we expect of ourselves, not 16 runs, but just being a threat offensively. And I think that, the expectation is that, or the hope I should say, is that they are slowly turning the corner. And I think it kind of goes back, if you ask people here, they'll say, it goes back to May 30th. And I know the Tampa series wasn't outstanding, but it goes back to May 30th. They felt like, things were starting to turn, hitting the ball harder, hitting fastballs harder, and now starting to get some results to show. But, it's not easy getting a read. This is a pretty even keel group, not a lot of volatile or emotional personalities, which I think maybe can serve them well, especially when you're struggling. But I think the hope is that, they're maybe turning a corner. But if they come out tonight against David Festa and put up a goose egg or close to it, then all last night was just a brief change of pace. They got to do it consistently, and hopefully they can do that.
Should we be getting used to seeing Josh Smith over at first base, Jared, with just how comfortable Berger is at DHing?
Yeah, I think there are a few things. I mean, yes, I think that it's not an indictment against Jake Berger at first, because I think he's been outstanding defensively, but Boach was talking about how there's certain guys who they're comfortable in that role. They're able to perform in that role as a DH. And I know as tough as it might be to explain, because it seems like, well, why wouldn't you be? I mean, all you have to do is focus on hitting, but that sometimes is the problem. And there's some guys who they have a tough time adjusting to that. I think ultimately we'll still see a lot of Jake Berger at first base, but right now, no reason to mess things up. And, the other thing, too, is Tyler Mahle, fly ball pitcher, Jack Leiter, more of a ground ball pitcher than he's been, but a guy who can get the ball in the air a lot. And so these are good opportunities for Josh to continue to get reps and to get work at first base, because chances are, as the season unfolds, Josh at first, or Josh anywhere, is an ability to get your best bats in the order. And I think they want to make sure that Josh gets more experience at first base to equip him if that is something that he's going to take on as more of a regular role. And again, it's not about Jake. Jake's going to be in the lineup too. It's just about figuring out the best nine. It's not a linear Jake versus Josh situation.
Jared, how surprised were you by that foul ball almost hitting you?
So I'll be honest, I wasn't paying attention. I was actually, if you want to know specifically what I was doing, I might have tweeted it, I forget. I was trying to dive into the Rangers' work against the fastball last night, because that's been such a big point of emphasis. And all next thing I hear is, look out. And so I just duck for cover, because when you hear look out, I don't know how far away the ball is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was bearing down, and I just wanted to protect. The stupidest thing I did was not protect the laptop. I'm dead serious. If you ask me right now, hey, would you rather break an orbital bone or have your laptop totally damaged? I'd say, who cares about my orbital bone? It'll be fine eventually, right? Like my laptop, if I lose information or whatever, that becomes a major pain in the ass, and I don't want to have to deal with that. So that was my biggest mistake. But I brought us. You guys know me. I definitely was upset last night that I didn't put myself in a better position to make a play.
Yeah.
I feel like I let down a lot of a lot of young Jewish broadcasters, because, you know, a lot of us have been told that we're not capable of catching foul balls hit back towards us. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to change that narrative. And the reality is I failed, and I'm going to have to live with that for a long time.
Appreciate your vulnerability there, Jared. Of course, you'll be paying attention to every single moment with Jack Leiter on the Hill tonight.
Yeah, you know, I was diving into some stuff on Jack. You know, one of his strengths so far this year, and I think we talked about this, probably talked about it a few times really since that Red Sox start, is getting to two strikes. One of the biggest challenges has been finishing guys off with two strikes. I looked at this earlier. I think there are 117 pitchers who have made at least 10 starts, and Jack is 115th in pitches per batter faced once getting to two strikes, which is simply to suggest that, you know, he hasn't.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Been efficient with the bullets in the chamber once he gets the two strikes. And, you know, looking at some spray charts, it's really clear kind of what he's articulated, that he's maybe tried to be too fine, too perfect with two strikes. You look at the fastball location distribution, the heat map of where he's throwing his fastballs in two strike counts versus non two strike counts. It's not nearly as consistent in non two strike counts. And then the other thing for me, you know, if people want to follow along with something, you know, Jack's slider is, in addition to the four-seam fastball that he elevates, the slider is another option to put guys away. But it's not a sweeping slider, right? It's got more vertical movement to it. And so, you know, we talk about tunneling. We talk about, you know, the way pitchers can disguise their pitches and play them off of one another. One of the challenges for Jack with two strikes is, you know, he's throwing that slider off the plate away from righties. And so that becomes an easy pitch for hitters to lay off, because it's the only pitch Jack throws that has any sort of glove side of movement to it. So if I'm a right-handed hitter, I see that pitch starting over the outside corner. It's not nearly as appealing to me to chase, or if it's slightly off the plate, it's not nearly as appealing to me. Where when he is most effective with that pitch, he's throwing it over the plate. Now, not necessarily a strike, it's below the zone, but it gives off the illusion that, you know, hey, this might be the fastball, and then it just tumbles below the zone. And so I'm curious, and if, you know, people want something to follow along with tonight, when Jack gets to two strikes, where's he locating that slider to righties when he's throwing that pitch? Is he throwing it over the plate? Because if he's throwing it over the plate, that's a very tough pitch for hitters to lay off. And if he can get that below the zone, he'll get swings and misses. If he's throwing it more towards the outside corner or off the plate, unless a team is going to be undisciplined or very, you know, swing happy, that's an easier pitch for them to lay off of. And it slowly takes away that two strike advantage that Jack has.
Jared, I love seeing the two youngsters, Langford and Carter, both getting home runs last night, and Evan Carter showing off that power a little bit. I don't think people understand, or I think we're a little bit surprised to see Evan Carter with the power that he's showing off.
Yeah. You know, he's a guy who, I remember when he was first coming up, you know, you always ask the question, what do you see? Like, what's a stat line you see for this guy? Or what can he grow into from, you know, this stats? Can this guy be a 300 hitter? Can this guy be a 30 home run hitter? And the thought was that, you know, Evan Carter, as he continued to put on some muscle, you know, he could become a 30 home run hitter. Maybe not like a perennial 30 home run a year guy, but a guy who, yeah, if he had a few 30 home run seasons, it wouldn't surprise anyone, because he does have such great plate discipline, and he puts himself in favorable positions at the plate. And, you know, he's athletic with long arms, you know, can get good extension and really drive the ball. And he was learning more and more as he was coming up through the system to hit for power. And but, you know, the reality is, Eric, as has been the case when talking about Evan, it's just a matter of getting him out on the field. And, and given him a runway with a large sample size to show what he can do and for him to grow into, you know, who he can be. And so, you know, I think he's a guy that if he played 140 games is probably someone you'd expect to hit in the 20s and maybe, you know, in a given year hit, you know, 30, 32, 33 home runs. Not a guy who's going to threaten for 40 home runs, you know, you wouldn't think. So it's nice to see him tapping into that power, because a lot of scouts when he was coming up really projected that he would be a guy who, you know, could contribute in the power department, even if it wasn't like a 30 home run a year guy, but someone who could threaten that number if, you know, he had a good year, got hot over a stretch.
What are we thinking about Evaldi? What's the update?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, hoping to throw a bullpen session or off the mound this weekend. And then, you know, hopefully it's not too long after that where we see him back on the hill. I spoke with him briefly yesterday, and I think he's optimistic that, you know, things were just kind of on pause, it seemed like, in the recovery. But now he feels like he's turned a corner and things are starting to improve. And so when the team comes back home, he'll throw and then hopefully get him back in a big league game shortly thereafter.
What did you think of the matchup with the pitcher tonight?
Yeah, well, it's a cool throwback for these guys. They faced off in a playoff game years ago in New Jersey, and Jack and David Festa both pitched in relief in that game, and neither of them gave up a run. Jack actually had an RBI base hit. If you guys remember, you know, Jack spent a lot more time probably as an infielder growing up in his early teenage years and really early on in high school. Anthony Volpe had a big game, as you'd imagine, and Del Barton, where Jack and Anthony Volpe went one. But yeah, it's a little bit of a high school rematch. Wow. But Festa's a guy that, you know, he pitched well against the Rangers last year when they faced him, but he's not a guy that you look at and you're like, man, we're going to have a tough time with this guy. At least that shouldn't be the case. Now, I say that, and we've said that about pitchers throughout this year, and the reality is this. If you are not putting together good at-bats, it doesn't matter which major league pitcher is on the mound. They're going to have success against you. Stimeon Woods Richardson, you could have said the same thing, but the Rangers have good at-bats, and they took advantage of their opportunities last night. So if they keep doing that, you know, David Festa, is not a guy who you think, gosh, he's going to be able to make his pitch over and over and over to make life tough for the Rangers. But, you know, it's obviously going to be on them to take advantage of it.
Thank you, Sans. Have a great night up there, and we hope to talk about more dominance offensively tomorrow with you.
Yeah, fellas, hope so too. Take care.
Cheers, buddy. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Chief, where are we going next?
Football's Finest, featuring one area the Cowboys must get better at next in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.